This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome to the latest edition of Tiger Cast. We open March with a big weekend, postseason events, postseason seed positioning, big games for spring teams, and plenty to talk about. We'll focus on a couple of different teams. The men's ice hockey team, which hosts its first playoff series in years against Colgate this weekend. We'll talk to senior Ryan Ciro, and then we'll talk to senior Brett Harner of the wrestling team. Harner, the reigning EIWA champion at 197 pounds and an All-American last year. He'll talk before he begins his final postseason. Before we get to the schedule, a reminder that you can subscribe to TigerCast and any other podcast from Princeton by searching Princeton Tigers on iTunes or your favorite podcast site. And you'll get weekly editions of the TigerCast, LaxCast, and anything else that comes out through the Princeton Athletic Department straight to your phone, your computer, whatever you listen to podcasts to. All right, let's take a look at the schedule really quickly. As I mentioned, a lot going on. Check GoPrincetonTigers.com, PU Tigers over the weekend for full coverage. On Friday, wrestling starts the day at Bucknell for the IWA Championships. We'll talk about that in a little while. Men's lacrosse team, 3 p.m. game against Johns Hopkins. That's a top 10 team and clearly the strongest opponent that Princeton has seen so far this season. 3 p.m. game on ESPNU. Baseball team, the reigning Ivy League champions, they'll open their season at Duke. Then we get some big events at night. Starting with men's basketball, they'll take on Harvard at 5 p.m. on ESPNU. Princeton has already clinched at least a share of the Ivy League title, which is the regular season title. They can clinch that outright and the top seed in the Ivy League tournament with a win on Friday. The women are at Harvard. That's a 7 p.m. game. That has a real potential to be a 2-3 showdown next weekend at the Ivy League tournament, so that'll be an interesting test for both teams. Women's water polo, they just survived a nail-biter last weekend against Harvard at home. They will go to Harvard to take on the Crimson at 7:45 p.m. Men's volleyball also hosting an ECAC playoff series, hosting an EIVA series against Charleston Friday and Saturday. Men's hockey, they'll play Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, and then if necessary, if it goes obviously to a third game, they would play Sunday at 7. Saturday, obviously plenty going on. The couple big ones, women's ice hockey will play in the ECAC semifinal, the first time since 2006. They'll take on top-seeded Clarkson at 1 p.m. Women's lacrosse opens their Ivy League season against Brown. That's a 1 p.m. game as well. Basketball teams taking on Dartmouth, women on the road, men at home. A number of other events, baseball still at Duke. As I mentioned, just go to GoPrincetonTigers.com and PU Tigers throughout the weekend for full coverage of the events. Let's get to our interviews, and we'll start with Ryan Ciro, senior on the men's ice hockey team. And certainly this is a team that has, you know, captured quite a bit of Princeton fans' attention. And quite frankly, you know, the college hockey world has taken notice to what Princeton has done this year. This is a team that has made certainly gradual improvements over the last 3 years. They didn't terribly show up in the win-loss column, and so, you know, they kind of get overlooked. But this year really kind of came up big. And when you think about, you know, the fact that this team started, you know, 1-6-1, something like that, and then goes out and sweeps Bemidji, a top 10 team at the time, and then sweeps Quinnipiac, a top 10 team, and, you know, a number of other top 10 wins throughout the season, you know, the comeback against Penn State at the Wells Fargo Center. You know, it's a team that is clicking going into the ECAC playoffs. And I think at this point, it's not about them being kind of this, like, you know, fun little story. I think they've become, you know, a really interesting and dangerous team because, you know, in a sense, because nobody has expected anything out of them probably this year, I think anything that they do at this point in the postseason is just a bonus to anybody else. Now, they obviously have high expectations of themselves, but I think they can play, you know, a bit of a fast and free game and kind of just put it out there and see what happens. They should have a terrific home crowd this weekend. Obviously, you know, with basketball playing at 5, you can go from basketball to hockey and really see quite a bit of you know, either postseason excitement or just verging on postseason excitement. So, as I mentioned before, the games are Friday, Saturday, and if necessary, Sunday, all at 7 p.m. Ryan Searle has played a huge part in getting Princeton from where they were, you know, when he first stepped on campus to where they'll be Friday night, which is in Baker Rink. Let's hear now from Ryan Searle. Ryan, obviously a huge run for you, and I kind of want to put it in a broader perspective first before we talk about, you know, the specific team and the upcoming weekend. I mean, you and your classmates have been here through this kind of remarkable turnaround that you know, has really culminated, obviously, this season. When you think back on the work that your class and you have put in to this, how much more do you appreciate just this opportunity to actually host a playoff season and to you know, have as much success as you did this year?
It's been incredible. Just going through the last 3 years without the tangible results, and not letting those bad results get to our head. And we kept our work ethic up and kept working hard. We believed in what Ron was teaching us. So just to see these tangible results come through has been really big for us as a class and hopefully for the program as a whole.
You know, when you're in practice, I'm sure you saw the gradual development and the improvements, even if they weren't appearing on the scoreboard as much as you'd like. But did you think that, it's still a 13-13 season. I mean, it's not like you guys broke into the top 5 nationally, but did you see this year coming? Did you feel like this was a distinct possibility? And at what point did it even start to become a little more real to you?
Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of young scorers last year who were coming back, so that was big. Mm-hmm. And seeing the freshmen come in at the start of the year, very confident in their abilities, was really good. And we had some guys back from injury who had been injured like their whole career, like Max Becker, who was really good to get back in the lineup this year. It's just all the parts kind of came together. We got different parts, different styles of play that have meshed together well, which I think has been really good for the chemistry of the different lines as well as the chemistry of the team as a whole.
And then you have, when you have somebody like Colton Finney behind you, I mean, how much does the confidence that you have in him, does it allow you to just play different, or is it just kind of a, you know, knowing you have that wall behind you has to be a big confidence booster?
Yeah, we know he's going to be there. We know he's going to make big saves. There's a lot of wow factor with him. Like, we'll break down defensively and he's there, which is just great when he just makes a big save for us, turns the momentum of the game around. And then I think for a lot of our young skill guys, they can just go play, and our defense can be more aggressive knowing we have him there, and we can jump on pucks faster and be more tight in the D zone and take more chances. It's good. It's really good to have him there and have a lot of confidence in him.
You've had some, you know, big wins over nationally ranked teams. I mean, a lot of really exciting one goal games. You haven't had as many weekends like this past weekend where you were pretty dominant, you know, 5-goal win over Brown, that offensive explosion. And then, you know, on senior day, which can be emotional and, you know, in one where there was so much riding on it, you know, the potential to get home ice, a 4-1 win over Yale, even if these aren't ranked wins and the ones that a lot of people talked about, did you feel like this was as good as the team has played over 120 minutes?
I would say it's up there. We've definitely had good weekends. And we just normally during the course of a weekend, we'll have some sort of lapse. And I didn't really see that a whole lot this weekend, which was great. Yeah, we were just very consistent this weekend, and it really paid off. And let's see. Yeah.
Well, let's look at Colgate and this coming weekend. Let's take it on two sides. One is your actual opponent. I mean, you played them on the road in mid-November. That must feel like a lifetime ago. And then mid-January, a 2-2 game. What do you remember, maybe not necessarily about the games as much, but about them as a team? You were able to come back to get that tie in the second game. You know, what do you remember about the way they play, and what's critical for you guys to focus on this weekend?
If I remember right, they have a pretty good goalie. And it's just a hardworking team over there. So, yeah, we definitely have to bring the work ethic. I'm very confident in our group, and we're mostly worried about ourselves. We'll scout them a little bit, but the main key is worrying about what we have to do and preparing ourselves for this weekend.
You know, there's going to be a real buzz and a real excitement about this weekend. And you know, that can turn kind of two ways. I mean, you can kind of use it and build on it, or, you know, at times people could let it overwhelm them. I mean, how do you take the excitement of you know, what has happened over the last, you know, over the season and certainly over this last month, and getting to play at home and getting, but still kind of focusing on everything that you've done to get you there and not letting it become too big?
We haven't really been in this situation before, so I'm not the expert. but I think that approach it like we did this last weekend, because this last weekend was actually a good taste of games with implications for our season. So if we can just stay relaxed and just stay confident in ourselves and not grip the stick too tight, we should be pretty good.
How special for you? I mean, just individually, you know, all the games that you've played at Baker Rink to bring the playoffs back, you know, kind of regardless of what happens from here on out, you know, nobody can take this away from you. How kind of gratifying and special is it for you and your classmates to know that you're getting at least two more games in Baker Rink and you know, you kind of, you're the class that brought the playoffs and brought kind of this winning hockey back to Princeton.
Yeah, it's just a great opportunity to showcase to our fans who have been there through the ups and downs, just bring another few games back for them here. They've been great so far this year, and for us as a class, it's just incredible to see where we've come and just we are always talking to each other and saying, like, we're having a lot of fun this year, which is, it's finally good to not be frustrated after the regular season, wishing we could be somewhere else. But we're feeling pretty good where we are now, and we feel like we've accomplished our regular season goal to get home ice, and it's just it's a pretty good feeling to have a little sense of accomplishment.
Now we'll talk to Brett Harner, senior All-American. Really one of the driving forces for the turnaround of this program over the last 4 years. Somebody who got, you know, reached the 100-win mark over this season, and, you know, somebody who goes into March after, you know, a season where probably, you know, injuries have kind of factored in. He hasn't wrestled quite as many matches as he probably hoped. Got hurt at Midlands, didn't wrestle the last week of the season, but from the sense I'm getting, he goes into this postseason feeling good, feeling confident, and kind of, you know, 4 years of wrestling after, you know, growing up wrestling, you know, that does a number on you. And I think that he's done everything he could to kind of maintain his body to get to this weekend and obviously in 2 weeks at NCAAs and have a chance to shine one more time, try to get a second EIWA championship, a second All-American honor, who knows, possibly even more. You know, it's one of the great weekends, I think, for the wrestling team. I mean, everybody looks at NCAAs, but this is one where your whole team is there. You know, you're competing for individual titles, but, you know, you're also competing for team honor. I mean, Princeton finished fifth last year, which was the highest finish since 1978. But I know that it's also a finish that I think Princeton feels like they probably could have done a little bit better. And, you know, I think they'll go into this weekend, you know, hoping to move up even more, hoping to send as many guys to to the NCAAs as possible. And, you know, hopefully put a couple more guys on the top of the podium. You know, obviously people will be looking at Matt Kolodzic, who will be the top seed at 141, the freshman, 22-2 on the season. But, you know, Harner's not a guy to forget about. He knows how to compete in March. I mean, he proved that last year with just a brilliant run through EIWAs and then to the All-America stand at NCAAs. And you know, he returns to the mat this weekend with high goals, and classmates Jordan Laster and Ray O'Donnell do too. The event is Friday, Saturday at Bucknell. It's streamed through Flow Wrestling. If you can't get to Bucknell, it's you know, you can get it through Flow Wrestling. I know that's a subscription-based service, but you know, if you're a big wrestling fan, you either already subscribe to Flow or you know, maybe you do it for this weekend. But always a great weekend. You can follow along over Tiger Wrestling on Twitter and PU Tigers and GoPrincetonTigers.com. Let's hear now from Brett Harner.
Brett, let's go back 1 year ago. You know, you guys are hosting EIWAs. Princeton hadn't had a champ in 13 years. I would have to imagine that, you know, as excited as you were about that weekend, and you were, you know, the lone top seed for Princeton, was there a level of pressure that you felt that kind of you had to produce that weekend?
I wouldn't put it or phrase it as pressure, really. I don't know, kind of the one thing I feel like what makes the individual you know, season or rather like really the postseason special is that I feel like the pressure is actually off. You know, you spend the entire dual season trying to win an Ivy League title, trying to, you know, take down some, you know, big rivals, things like that. And there's, I feel like the kind of pressure aspect exists a lot more within the realm of the dual season, where, you know, the quote unquote win or loss is like, you know, can be directly traced back to how you did. But what, you know, the coaches kind of emphasized during the postseason is like, you know, you worry about yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, I mean, not to say you don't care about, you know, like what, you know, how your teammates are doing, but, you know, they kind of tell us, you know, go, you know, in between matches, and we had like kind of air mattresses set up down in the wrestling room, turn the lights out, you know, just do you basically. And in that, it's like, you know, I think that's the best way for the team to achieve success, is if we're all kind of focused on, you know, doing the best that we can do. So I say there wasn't really pressure for me to perform it, or didn't feel externally really. You know, I wanted to, obviously, win in my own gym. I think everyone kind of felt that. We all got a kind of different, a different excitement that weekend. You know, it was pretty surreal to see that many people in Jowen Gym. You know, people that we had grown up wrestling with, families, friends from, you know, the 16 or 17 different schools. So I think it was just kind of like a multitude of factors that kind of played into, you know, that weekend just being a lot different, a lot easier to get motivated. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily pressure.
You went into that weekend, you know, as a really highly touted, respected wrestler. And over the next, you know, 2.5 weeks, you left as an EIWA champion and then obviously as an All-American a couple weeks later in MSG. How much did that experience change the way, or did it change the way you view yourself, change the way you set up expectations for yourself heading into this season? I mean, did it, besides just being, you know, obviously a great experience, does it change how you view yourself coming into this March?
I mean, not how I view myself in general. If it changes anything, it kind of changes, you know, my expectations or goals, really. Mm-hmm. I think what, you know, what winning in the round of 12 did, although, you know, it takes, I don't know, it still doesn't seem exactly real, but, you know, it makes the big stage and, you know, competing at the highest level, like, a lot more tangible because, you know, I've done it. But, yeah, and I'd say as far as the beginning of the season goes, I think my goals were definitely different. You know, last year, obviously everyone kind of says they're your goal to win a national title, right? Like, that's why we all have done this since we were 5, 6 years old. But after last season, like that, you know, and having wrestled with, you know, with Jade in the quarters, and he goes win Olympic bronze after that.
Right.
Like, it's, I mean, it's like, these guys are human, you know, they're all extremely talented, very skilled wrestlers, but, you know, I mean, kind of makes you think, like, with a bit more conviction, you know, like, that, why not me? And it kind of changes the way you approach your training, I think, and your mindset to, you know, setting up goals and expectations. But, you know, as far as my day-to-day activities, it's a label that other people might ascribe.
Right.
But, you know, I'm still the same person at the end of the day.
You know, in terms of the world, you're, you know, young, but in terms of wrestling now, I mean, you've been a 4-year starter for Princeton and that followed a great high school career. You know, it's a tough, brutal sport. And so, you know, and I know you've dealt with a couple of injuries. I mean, you didn't wrestle that last week of the season. How do you feel just physically? I mean, I'm sure mentally, emotionally, you're ready for what's coming up. You've dealt with it, but just physically, do you feel like you're in the place where you can achieve those goals this month?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this year, certainly has been the toughest, you know, maybe with the exception of like the end of my sophomore season,
right?
You know, injured my foot. But this year's kind of been characterized by kind of a, you know, continuance and just kind of a chronic elevation of past injuries, kind of just catching up to me. You know, 18 years of wrestling, will do a number on your body for sure. But yeah, I mean, like I've always had shoulder problems. And that's been like kind of the main focus. You know, I kind of injured my elbow at Midlands. You know, that was definitely a curveball in the middle of the season. But, you know, I was able to deal with it. You know, and at this point, it kind of, what we've done up until this point to kind of prepare for this, you know, knowing, you know, like it is my last year and like, you know, these are going to, you know, the NWA's and, you know, nationals, like that's the end of my career, right? So it kind of puts things in perspective to where, you know, not to say, you know, we trained hard in the past few weeks, but definitely a bit more mindful of the bigger picture here, you know, both emotionally and physically, you know, mentally. And that's, I think, you know, taking a few more days off here and there, has helped me in both, you know, both of those aspects to where, you know, it builds up a hunger, you know, right. Like not being able to step out there for the last couple of matches and, mm-hmm. you know, watching my teammates, certainly it kind of reignites or, you know, adds fuel to the fire inside. And, I'm also feeling a lot better, you know, than I was a few weeks ago too. So, you know, I think I'm probably in the best shape of my life. And, you know, nobody goes into these events feeling 100%.
Right. Like yeah. Not it for this.
That
season.
is a fallacy.
When, you know, you competed in this event as a freshman at the Palestra, you could have 4 freshmen starting for Princeton this weekend. And, you know, obviously everybody knows, you know, what Matt Kolodzic has done, but, you know, you've got some guys who've had big impacts, you know, in Itaya Gazy and Lenny Merkin, who has the win over Harvard, and Kevin Parker, who's kind of, you know, earned this spot late in the season. What do you talk to those guys about as they prepare for the weekend? And how do you feel like, you know, Kolodzic and you know, has probably dealt with some high pressure situations. Actually, they probably all have, but what do you tell them about this weekend to get them ready?
Yeah. I mean, kind of going back to, you know, so what I mentioned earlier, kind of like it's an individual thing. And this is your, it sounds strange, but like, this is your time to be selfish.
Yeah.
and being selfish in this regard is the best thing for the team. You know, it's if you know an EIWA title is certainly within the realm of you know possibilities for this weekend. It's a goal, not an idea for us. You know, so basically what I tell them is kind of just, I mean, literally just to have fun, like open up, let it rip, like. It's cliche in wrestling, you know, like have fun out there, but yeah, you know, I'm trying to, you know, as it's been like it's gonna be my last run around, like, you know, a lot of my favorite, you know, moments, in my wrestling career have been, you know, within these last, you know, three week stretches of the season, to where, you know, supposedly the pressure is the highest, you know, it's like your hopes and dreams are on the line, but you know, I mean, it's kind of like what we live for. They're like the defining moments that we'll look back on and, you know, think about, you know, when we have kids doing this someday. Yes, I mean, I just try to tell them, you know, like, just kind of embrace it. No matter where you are, you know, there's definitely, I think a lot of those guys actually got to come, you know, Kolozic, you know, was obviously there last year. A lot of guys got to witness the, kind of the spectacle that we have here, and AWA can kind of feel the environment, and they've felt some of those you know high pressure crowds and you know and big moments, so you know I think they're down in my mind that they're ready, and you know it's kind of their excitement and intensity has definitely been an inspiration for myself and the rest of the older guys.
You know, you talk about that class, and then the older guys, and you know if. You know, you mentioned your injury. If not for that injury, you and Ray and Jordan would have competed at EIWAs every year of your career. And this is a class that has, you know, brought huge successes to this program, you know, team-wise and individual-wise. You know, I know it's time to be, you know, like you said, it's time to be selfish. But, you know, and you've reflected on what this group is. But the three of you... one more time at Easterns and hopefully one more time at NCAAs. How cool is it to get this one more run with those two guys and to see, you know, what you can bring to Princeton, you know, this last time?
I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, I'm just grateful. Honestly, it is incredible. I mean, those guys are, you know, my two best friends. And, you know, we've all been through what's been like the hardest, you know, 4 years, but also the best 4 years of our lives, in a number of ways. You know, it's definitely, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but you know, it's kind of like, you know, we're going to go into this together. You know, as you said, one last time. And, I don't know, I think especially with those guys kind of, we really, you know, our performances tend to, you know, kind of fire one another up, and you know, I don't know, we tend to build momentum together, I feel like. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I mean personally, like, I think what I've witnessed within Ray and Jordan this year is there's something different, you know, about the way they compete. They're confident, you know, it's like they're going out there with a much, you know, kind of a, it's a very clear sense of conviction. You know, it's inspiring to me, and you know, I've been trying to kind of take that in stride. And you know, I think all three of us have you know, nothing short of expectations of getting the podium higher up, winning national titles. I mean, it's what we set out to do the day, you know, the day we all committed. So it's gonna be cool to kind of see that to a close.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.